Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, today is going to be a fun little quickie episode. This is actually for all of my freelancers, solopreneurs, or maybe other agency owners out there, because this is something that people are usually pretty surprised when I tell them about, you know, that I do this in my pitches. So a little backstory here. When I first started my business, I met with a lot of people who had been consultants. They had their own agencies. They were freelancers, solopreneurs, whatever you want to call them. And I just honestly said, like, I would love your, you know, honest feedback, or like, you know, what's something that I should look out for? Like, you know, I'd love your words of advice, to be honest, you know, when, you know, pitching people or handling clients, like, you don't even know where to begin when you're first getting started. But the biggest thing I focused on was pitching new clients, because obviously, you know, if you don't get past the pitch, then the business isn't going anywhere. So I had to learn a way to explain to people what I do, how I can help them, and also just being really clear about what they can expect out of me versus what is stuff that I do not handle. And all of this sounds really basic, right? But it took me years to really refine this. And it honestly just came from a lot of trial and error, you know, of I would get into a relationship with a client and they would expect this or that. And I would be irritated. But then I learned quickly, like, okay, that's something that in our initial conversation, I need to establish that, you know, I am not the person that, you know, takes out the trash in your business, and, you know, or whatever the case may be. So, you know, you live and you learn. You know, the only way you learn these things is by running into these situations and scenarios, and then going forward, you know. So I did eventually become very successful at, you know, pitching clients. And now today it's actually like one of my favorite things to do is, develop new business for the agency. That's pretty much my focus now that we have our number two on board. Her name is Jess. She's our creative director. So she has really stepped into the role of managing the team on a day-to-day basis, being the point of contact for the clients, and really overseeing the strategy, doing approvals and things of that nature. It's freed up so much of my time to actually be able to go out and find new clients now. So that's really exciting. I've been working towards this for many years. I'm so freaking grateful to have her. Jess, if you're listening, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being born. But here's what the whole episode is about. So when I would put together these packages, I asked for a few people to review them. And I was like, hey, like, here's my proposal. I'm getting ready next week to pitch so-and-so, whoever. Will you look at this? And a lot of times they came back and said, Whitney, your proposal is like giving away the house. And I'm like, what do you mean? They said, your proposal is like giving them free ideas. Like you're actually like writing the plan. You know, part of your services is like once they hire you, you create a plan. But they're like, this is actually you. No wonder it took you so long. You know, this is actually like writing the plan for them in advance. You know, and then you're going to hand this to them. And then like, what happens if they don't hire you? Like, they're just going to take your plan and go with it. And, you know, I was probably like 28 or 29 when all this was going on. And so I was like, wow, you have a valid point there. Like, you know, but when I would scale back and give people like a really generic proposal of like, we manage your social media, we do this, we do that, like, they just weren't converting, you know? So what I learned over the time, and this is the strategy that seals the deal, I have a proposal that I give to them. I customize a proposal for every single client because I do fully believe that marketing is not cookie cutter. You know, you can't just slap somebody with the same package that every business gets of like, everybody gets this package and it works for everyone. That's garbage. And if you remember, I made an episode a few weeks ago about the red flags to look for when hiring an agency. If an agency just gives you like a pre-made proposal and is like, it's super generic and is like, this is what we do, sign here. Like, they haven't listened to your needs, obviously. So, I mean, I do that. I listen to people's needs when we do the initial call to find out what they need help with or what they think they need help with. Most of the time, they don't even know what they need help with. But, you know, I listen to what they do and I create a custom proposal for them. I don't fully write out the plan for them, but I do insert, this is the kicker, I insert some specific ideas of things that we could do for them, you know, or like campaigns we would do, or, you know, things of that nature. Because if they see this generic proposal, they're not in marketing and PR. That's why they're trying to hire me. Okay. So they're not in marketing and PR. They don't understand it. It's not real to them until you give them an example. So this is especially when I'm trying to explain PR to people. We get to the PR portion of the proposal when I'm going through it with them. And they're like, you can tell that they're like, just kind of glossed over of like, And then I'm like, okay, so let me give you an idea. And I start spitting out ideas of like, okay, we could, you know, find a way to get your product placement here or there, or we could create an influencer relationship with people who reach this. And what we do is we reach out to them and we and I like kind of explain some of the tasks that we do. Or I give them an idea for a specific, you know, I'm like, hey, let's start a give back program where people bring this in, you know, people bring this in to your business and blah, blah, blah. In exchange, they get that. So when I start giving them these specific ideas, the light bulb goes off. Okay. So the strategy that seals the deal when pitching new clients is throw them some specific ideas. I'm not telling you to write out the whole plan because I do agree, like that takes a lot of time. You don't have to spend that much time on the proposal, but you do need to create something custom to them and give them a few ideas. Like honestly, what if they really take it and steal your idea? I mean, you're in marketing. You should have millions of more ideas. Is that ethically wrong, you know, or morally wrong? And yes, I do believe that's wrong. People will probably still do it. But listen, y'all, they're coming to you as an agency or as a freelancer or whatever you are. They're coming to you because they need help. Okay. So if they could execute this on their own, they probably would have already been doing it. So half the time, I don't even feel worried about it because I can give them cool ideas and they can't execute it themselves. They don't know what to do. So don't be worried about people stealing your ideas. Ideas are everywhere. You can freaking Google and find ideas on the internet. But it was so interesting to me that people were like, no, you need to protect your ideas and you don't give them any ideas until after they hire you. And honestly, like I respectfully disagree. I'll throw a few ideas at them here and there because that's when it becomes real to them. The light bulb goes off and it's actually like what verifies to them that I'm good at what I do. You know, when they get off the call with us, they're like, dang, like she's creative. Like that's a great idea. And it just further solidifies that, you know, I'm an expert in this area or that they should hire me or whatever. So that's actually what seals the deal. So it's funny, you know, you have to be careful sometimes. And I know all these people meant very well. And I do see their perspective too. I know they were trying to help me and protect me. But it's okay sometimes in life to hear advice from other people and not take it. Or learn from your own experiences and take a piece from it, but maybe not another piece from it. You know, make it your own thing. And again, I'm always so appreciative to these people who throughout the years have helped me and given me advice. And hopefully this is helpful for you. That's part of why I do the podcast is because to me, it's just fun to help people. People helped me, so I owe it to pay it forward. So it's okay, though, to hear advice from other people and question it before you just start doing it. So I encourage you, like, you know, half the time it's going to make you look smart. It's going to show them how creative you are. So don't be afraid to give them a specific idea. And if they steal it, so be it. Onward and upward, you know. But for the most part, I think that more good will come from it. And when I started doing that, when I started inserting and actually kind of spitball brainstorming with them during the pitch, that's when they got most engaged and I closed more deals. So, hey, I hope this has been helpful for you. If you are out there and this helped you, it would mean the world to me if you would just screenshot the episode, share it, tag me on Instagram. It's the Whitney Lee. As always, you can hit me up on LinkedIn or you can shoot me a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. I love connecting with other agency owners. So if you're an agency owner out there, I'm working on something in the future for us, all of us to connect. And so stay tuned on that. That's one thing I'm not ready to share about yet, but soon enough. So have a great day and thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.